Good afternoon. My name is Mike McCarthy. I'm a partner in the real estate group, and I am a resident in the New York office.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Chris Rani. I'm an associate in the Los Angeles office at the real estate group here at Shook, and I've been working here for a little over 3 years. And we worked on a transaction back at the end of 2019 called Century Plaza Towers. It was a very important deal to the firm and our office specifically, as it was a $1.2 billion refinance of the Century Plaza Towers here in Century City, actually the building that I work in. And at the time, it was this largest single asset refinance in the country. And so it was very important to the firm and very important to our client, JP Morgan. And Mike, do you want to give us a little bit of a summary of the transaction?
Sure. Thanks, Ankush. You've actually hit on some of the details. So we represented a SPE borrower that's a subsidiary of a joint venture between our client JP Morgan and Hines. And the loan, as Ankush, you've already mentioned, was a $1.2 billion loan from a syndicate of lenders, including Deutsche Bank, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, in the amount of $1.2 billion. At the time, it was going to be the largest single asset securitization. I think it was eclipsed actually about a month or so later by a deal actually in Las Vegas. The collateral for the loan are the two office buildings in Century City, Century Plaza Towers, which are, two approximately 40 plus story buildings, over 100 tenants in the buildings. So you can imagine we had a lot of estoppels to track down. And most of the tenants actually in the buildings are law firms. So lots of negotiating of estoppels, which you wouldn't necessarily think of, went on, during our, negotiating the loan. It was a very
Yeah, if you're
tight time frame. I think start to finish, we tried to do it in about a month. And we, in the top of the financing, we were defeasing the existing financing. So, we had that going on as well. And I think at the end of the day, there were, again, it was a syndicate of lenders. There were 14 senior notes, three subordinate notes. Again, so it was a complicated transaction. One that was, and as Ankush already alluded to, was important for both the firm and the LA real estate market. So Ankush, you work in the building, one of the office buildings. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, the buildings themselves and, this deal, what it meant for, the real estate market in Los Angeles?
Yeah, so the two Century Plaza Towers are actually by far the most predominant buildings in Century City. You can see it from the 405 freeway, and I would say it's been the host of most of the major law firms here in Los Angeles, outside of the ones that are based in downtown. So the way LA is really shaped is the firms that have their home base, reside in downtown, but for any other law firm that has a satellite office, they for the most part exist in Century City and are primarily housed in the Century Plaza Towers. So lots of law firms, lots of negotiation of the SNDAs, as Mike mentioned. We actually got to the point on the transaction where we had to stop negotiating the SNDAs just so we could focus on closing the transaction, and had to halt, any further negotiations with the law firms because it was just getting out of control. And we had to just go ahead and close the transaction as is. But the buildings as a whole are very important to the community. They continue to be very valuable overall. I think they typically run in the 95% to 99% occupancy rate, so that's very rare for new space to come up. They're regularly being upgraded. Actually, during our transaction, the whole bottom floor of where the tenants like restaurants and the Starbucks and everything is were being revitalized. The flooring was being redone. So there was ongoing construction at the time that made our deal a little bit more complicated, with ongoing mechanics liens and things like that that we had to address. But I know that JPM, who manages the building as well with CBRE as their property manager, want these two buildings to stay in the forefront of cutting edge, offerings to their tenants and offering services. And so we have a park right outside our towers that are also part of the collateral. And they're always trying to find new things to be able to have the tenants, you know, enjoy their space. So you'll see like concerts, and you'll see new restaurants coming in, and you see all these events, and there's all these different things always going on because it's supposed to be the predominant building in Los Angeles, specifically in Century City, and it stands out. And it's the two tallest towers out on the west side of Los Angeles, and is very much looked to for new tenants, and law firms are regularly trying to get more space there. So very important building to the overall makeup of Los Angeles.
Okay, great. So, you know, thank you everybody for tuning in. If you have any questions on the deal, if you have any questions about the real estate department and our capabilities, you know, feel free, reach out. You know, we're always more than happy to assist.
Yeah, thank you for listening.